more from Sally on Music Matters on Monday evening at 10. Before that, there's an in-tune mixtape with Music for the Mind. That's at 7 o'clock on Monday evening. Back to this Saturday afternoon here on Radio 3. In an hour, Julian Joseph is here with J to Z. This week, in a rare interview, the bass legend Ron Carter shares music and memories from his life in jazz. Join them for that at 5 o'clock. But now at 4, time for Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Yes, and we're starting off with the energetic high life, garage rock, pop fusion, protest song crossover glory that is Benin's Star Feminine Band. All still teenagers and unafraid to say what needs to be said. All the musicians and singers there aged between 12 and 19. The girls of Benin's Star Feminine Band continuing to blaze a trail of positivity, giving, I think, their lyrics even more force. They were calling there for respect and rights for all children. And if you want to hear more, their album Star Feminine Band in Paris came out just a couple of weeks ago. Thanks for joining us here on Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, and it is my absolute pleasure to bring you an hour of music from around the globe. Mexico, Wales, France. We've got Hungarian singer Marta Sebastian as our classic artist, and you'll also hear the sound of the Santur in today's session. But let's head to Denmark now for this from fiddle player Christian Bug and guitarist Morten Alfred Højrup, collaborating with two fantastic Finnish musicians, Tapani Varas and Irko Turke, on bass, mouth harp, harmonica and throat singing. And Morten tells me that the whole point of this track is to give the listener a hope and a belief that everything will be okay, and also to share a proper shot of energy and an invitation to just shout along and have a great time with the music. So, here we go.
Gen i march glas yn talu ac yn tysgu yn rhoi thagin march yn sir a bethau i fi. Fa-da-li-da-li-da-la. Fa-da-li-da-li-da-la. Fa-da-li-da-li-da-la.
Glas o last o fy legend sefyll yn smart gyferbyr a bechgen
Fa-da-li-da-li-da-la
Mae gen i got fain o waith i fod Llynden Honno wedi stitchon dyn ar fy nghefen
Fa-da-li-da-li-da-la
Mae gen i het silk y siop a fyr hon ddi ffrisiau ni fawr y sofrin yn dal i
Fararurariddlaw, 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 fararurariddlaw
Lili wen mach yn cuddio yn y gwoddian yn wyth o'n y nos i meddi fysgiddio
Fararurariddlaw, 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 fararurariddlaw
Just love the combination of the strings and the vocals there. I'm hearing echoes of French Canadian rhythms and Sardinian polyphonic singing, but no, that was Welsh. It was a piece called March Glass from the trio Vree, and their album Islays Aganir comes out later this month on the Bendigadig label. Now, here's an album that came out a couple of weeks back. Feels Like Home, Songs from the Sonoran Borderlands, Linda Ronstadt's Musical Odyssey, which was put together by Ronstadt and Dan Storper, who's the founder of the Putumayo record label. The album includes influential songs and singers from Ronstadt's childhood, as well as several of her own interpretations of classic Mexican songs. And the album has an amazing list of participating artists, including Ry Cooder, Jackson Brown, Lalo Guerrero, Taj Mahal, Neil Young, Emmylou Harris, and Dolly Parton. But I'm going to play you this version of the classic ranchera Palomas que Andan Volando from Los Sensontles.
Triste vida la mía. sin esperanza y sin nadie. Llorando mis tristes penas y recordando
Los Sensantes with Palomas que Andan Volando from that new collection put together by Linda Ronstadt on the Putumayo label. You're listening to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, and it's time for me to introduce Isha Singh for the first part of today's fantastic solo Santur session. I'll leave it to him to tell you more.
My name's Isha. I'm from Leeds. The instrument I play is called the santur, and it originated in Kashmir. It's played with two sticks, and it's kind of melodic percussion. The strings are striked like this. And you play with two sticks. My strikers are made out of walnut. And it's really interesting how I actually got into santur, because when I was about 5, my dad went to India and saw santur in the window of a music shop, and he brought it back, and it kind of just stayed in the loft for 2 years. And then on my 7th birthday, he decided, okay, right, we're going to pull it out and look on YouTube, see how we can tune it and see if we can kind of figure out how to play this together. And it proved more difficult than he at first assumed. And then he kind of rang around, and just the meeting of fortunes, really, that my teacher, Harjinderpal Singh, who's actually a senior disciple of Pandit Shiv Kumar Sharma, who was the pioneer of the santur. But Harjinderpal Singh Ji, he actually came to Leeds, and I was fortunate enough to be studying with him ever since. I'm going to play Raag Kirwani. In Western music, it's known as the harmonic minor. And it's really interesting, because the emotions that you kind of feel, the interplay between the minor notes, you know, it gives a really intense and deep emotion. And because Indian classical music generally is largely improvised, I don't really know exactly what I'm going to play, but it's going to be within Raag Kirwani. Thank you.
Isha Singh playing the santur for us. It's such a beautiful sound. Those walnut sticks or strikers that he was talking about, giving the attack and the rhythm. And I just love those little tremolos he was playing in there. You've got more from Isha later in the programme, along with tracks from this week's classic artist, singer Marta Sebastian, and new releases from Burkina Faso, France, and this from Italy, Folk Atomic with Pizzica di San Vito.
Ah,
Pizzicada's San Vito from Folkatomic's new album Polaris. And from Italy, let's move over to France for Super Parquet, who play folk dance music from the Auvergne region of central France with a distinctly dark and electronic edge.
Adieu, viva, petite ville, si nous partons, c'est pour 7 ans. Si nous partons, c'est pour...
A Dieu Priva from Super Parquet, mingling French traditional dance music from the Auvergne region with electronics, and you can find them on Bandcamp. It's time for this week's classic artist now, Hungarian singer Marta Sebastian, who is one of the founder members of the band Musikers. She was born in Budapest and grew up surrounded by music. Her mother was a music teacher and composer who studied with Kodály. And although Marta's dad was actually an economist, one of the big impressions upon her was when he came back from a business trip to the US with a huge collection of traditional music from around the world that he'd got from the Smithsonian Institute. As well as becoming one of Hungary's most celebrated music stars, Marta Sebastian gained a wider international audience when two of her songs were used on the soundtrack to the 1996 film The English Patient. She joined Musikers in 1980, had her first internationally released solo work issued on the Hannibal label in 1992, and I absolutely recommend that, if you haven't already, you go and seek out anything you can find with Marta Sebastian singing on it. She just has a voice that can cut you to the bone or ease all your worries. I'm going to play you a classic track of Marta with Musikers. The title translates as "It is not like it used to be." But first, here's a shorter song, "Dark Winds Come."
Fújnak a fellegek, somogy megy e felől. Sokat gondolkoztam a soraim felől. Sokat gondolkoztam, még annak előtte. Felségednél sorsom, el vagyon rendelve. Sokat gondolkoztam a régi atyákról, e világon való sok bujdosásinkról, e világon való sok bujdosásinkról. Thank you.
Two tracks there featuring the voice of Marta Sebastian, this week's classic artist here on Music Planet. And we've got Leeds-based Santur player Isha Singh in the studio for the second half of today's session. And as you'll hear, he's got lots of exciting events coming up.
At the moment, I'm preparing for the Durbar Festival, which is the largest Indian classical festival outside of India. In fact, it's been the platform that I've actually witnessed the great musicians play. I remember my first Durbar Festival in 2007 and hearing really great musicians like Ken Zuckerman, Rinpa Shiv, Yogesh Samsiji. And the Durbar Festival has just grown from strength to strength, really. And I'm really excited that on the 15th of October, I'll be playing an afternoon concert at the Barbican Centre. And, you know, I've been really honoured that actually I'm going to be playing with one of India's finest tabla players called Yashwant Vaishnav. And I remember watching him on YouTube as a young kid. And again, he's like one of the finest that is coming out of India. And also, it is next to another very exciting event in my life, which is actually I'm getting married next week. So preparing for that and preparing for the Durbar Festival kind of together. It's been a really exciting period of time. And my fiance, she asked me, you know, which event are you looking forward to the most? And I did say the Durbar Festival, simply because that's the mind frame I was in. I was in the moment of solid practice. But what I've realised actually is that having the wedding in between has kind of created this sense of excitement and this real, real need that whenever I am by my instrument, that I've got to put the focus in. So essentially, you know, the more political answer is I'm excited for both when she hears this. So I'm going to be playing another rag called Charukeshi. And in India, there's actually two major classical musics, the Carnatic music and the Hindustani music. And I play Hindustani music, but Charukeshi is actually borrowed and used and inspired from the Carnatic tradition. And I really like this rag because it's kind of both happy and sad at the same time. And you can kind of, on reflection, look at this as like a way of describing life, where happiness and sadness are just part and parcel. And within happiness, there is an element of sadness, and within sadness, there's an element of happiness. And so throughout my piece, I'm going to try and like explore that in quite a light way, playful way. And again, because it's all improvised, even I don't really know how it's going to turn out at the end.
Isha Singh bringing us playful and soulful Santur sounds based around Raag Jarakeshi. So great to have him in the studio, and I know we're all wishing him well, not just for his concert at the Barbican Centre next Saturday, that's Saturday afternoon, the 15th of October, as part of Darbar Festival, but also for his wedding. Isha Singh from Leeds, today's session guest here on Music Planet. Join us next week at the same time when Lupa Katari will be joined by Sia Mutembo from the band The Brother Moves On. But for now, it's goodbye from me, Catherine Tekel. I'm going to leave you with the new single from Diko Fiets, singer and Kamala Ngoni player from Burkina Faso. This song is about peace and social cohesion, and you'll also hear on it Senegal's Baba Mal.
Sonjo diga puta jote baba ala ji baba bai di mal mire jama ma la kanu aruna ru yarete ne dande seno ne futa toro ne futa jalo ne masina mi eti mi eti mi eti fulu be Burkina Faso ah min kami huli
Voice of Senegal's Baba Mal, ending this week's Music Planet. It was presented by Catherine Tickell and the producer was Martin Webb. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 5 o'clock. It's time for J to Z.
Welcome. I'm Julian Joseph and on the show today we'll be hearing from one of the great bassists of all time, Ron Carter. Here he is laying it down on the Miles Davis classic Seven Steps to Heaven.